how they define compatibility. The one thing that I'll add this time, though, is I don't know that we can fundamentally determine whether they did that or not when we change the application. When we put stipulations on it, I can't make that determination if they did the right thing or not. I think it unfortunately, it feels like it needs to go back through that process again. They need to determine on the new criteria that we're now added whether they have fixed the issue of compatibility, and then our job again is to determine did they make an error or not. So I don't know that I could support adding changes to an application.
Well, I would not vote to approve those projects without those added changes, without having the highway access and without having the road improved. The lake's an issue that we probably don't have the authority to deal with that, but if the road isn't addressed and the access isn't addressed, then I would be no on the project.
I would agree with you, although I think that's probably a determination for the previous board. Our job is to determine if they did the right job or not.
We have the ability to require him by the decision of record to abide by that if we so choose. This to me is commercial, talking to the audience again. It's coming right off of Highway 76 through commercial property. These people will access 76 and never go in your neighborhood. If there's any place that nightly rentals should be approved, I would think that's it. Because they're not going to be involved with the people in the subdivision. It's not going to happen. They're going to go out the shortest route because they're going to be instructed to. And in this situation, they have no option. I mean, there's only one way in to that. And to me, all three of these projects, the other one butts up right against the supermarket. And they're commercial to me. That's the way I see it. But he needs to be required to address the road issue and the access.
So do we have a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve this project with the addition of the instruct the people that come for nightly rentals to access the property off of 76 and repair and maintain in the repaired state the road across the name of the access road.
Okay, do I have a second? I'll go ahead and second it. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Say nay.
Nay.
Okay.
Okay.
So this did not pass the appeal, but you do have a process that you can get with Scott on, just like the first one.
Okay. Can I have clarification on that process? After this,
yeah, you
it's
can,
a little bit lengthy, so
it's pretty long.
It's a little lengthy. If you call the office, I'll go over it with you. I mean, it's almost a whole page in our bylaws.
But I can hit it shortly. You have a reconsideration request time period of 7 days after the We generate a decision by this board, and we'll post it in the office and have it in the office, which usually takes a couple of days. So within 9 days, if we get in writing that they want to have a reconsideration hearing, then we'll give a reconsideration hearing on the next agenda, but that's only for the board to reconsider if they want to hear it in the next meeting.
If
they approve the reconsideration request, then it's bumped out to the next meeting.
2 months.
Correct.
Can you send us an email?
An email.
Yeah,
with the bylaws?
Bylaws, uh-huh. Yep, I sure can. Let me make a note. And I think they're on the website also, because I've had to look them up there. PennyCounty.org,
yeah.
And then planning and zoning, and then look for BOA information. But I'll email them to you. Well, it's in the bylaws.
I'll write you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we're moving on to case 19-04A. You have the ability to continue, or we can defer to next month.
Continue.
Continue. Okay. Scott?
I'll have to pull them up together here. And it includes this lot here.
Okay.
One lot, two lots, this is a green area, and then this is a third lot.
So case number 1904A, JAMS Properties LLC seeking to appeal the February 11th, 2019 Planning Commission denial, Division 3 Permit 1843, seeking nightly rental use for three lots located on Sunrise Cove, Branson, Missouri. Planning Commission based this decision to deny due to compatibility. Subject property is in Phase 1 of the Cove at Cross Creek subdivision. Lots 1, 2A, and 6A were formed with an amended plat of lots 2 through 13 of the Cove at Cross Creek Phase 1 in 2005. The three lots currently have Division 3 permits, one for each lot, to construct a duplex on each lot. These lots are also served by Public Water District Number 2 and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Properties to the north is vacant properties. Property to the southwest is Cross Creek Retail. And the property to the east are single family homes.
Okay. Steve?
Steve Creedon again. I'll keep it short, basically. Similar project. True looking duplex. I think you've got the plans in your folder. Basically asking the same things. The only thing I would comment and say, I disagree with the 10-lot project and this one having to anything to do with the road crossing the lake, as it already has roads. It's already there. One way or another, they're getting built on without improvements to the dam. Any questions?
Okay. Tim?
Tim Davis, I do point out, please, that the score sheet that Scott and his staff prepared did score a plus 12 for the project. So again, it would be highly irregular to vote against a project that had a positive score. I can understand that projects have negative scores, and I can see voting against them. It's very unusual to see votes against a project that has a positive score. And also, the area to consider is not always land use compatibility. If you see on the score sheet, there are multiple things that fall under land use compatibility, such as off-site nuisances, diversification, privacy, and the vegetative buffers and other types of screening. And the weights that are to be attached to that are given on the score sheet already. And that's not something that Scott didn't come up with this regime. This is a regime that the Taney County Commission set up. So you don't just say, we're going to focus on one issue and that's going to be determinative. The land use compatibility is only one of the factors to be thought about. And my use is even if we thought it wasn't compatible, if there are other elements of the score that were to outweigh that, then the correct decision would be to say, I guess we're going to ahead and prove it, because in any project that you come to Scott's team with, there are going to be positive and negative aspects of any of those projects. And you can't say, oh, there's some negative aspects over here, so we're going to deny it. If we did that, we'd have to shoot down everything, because every project has negative aspects. So if you please think about that. That even though compatibility is important, it's only one of the weighted elements. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Anybody for this project would like to speak as well? Okay. Anybody that opposes this project that would like to speak?
Jill, Will, I live on this street, so this is my house, right here. This lot right here is so narrow, literally, probably from about here, maybe just a little bit farther, and then it goes straight up the hill. One of my biggest concerns is the traffic will be coming in and out of that area, even though they have a proposed three duplexes. So that's six actual homes. So the traffic, I will be affected directly by this traffic. They will be coming in and out. And this street is so narrow that even if you were to back out, you're practically backing into my driveway. That's how narrow that street is. Plus, where it goes straight up that hill, what are they going to do for retaining that water? If they have to take out part of that hill to meet with all the codes as to being so far off, you know, from the property to the property line where the duplex is, how are they going to retain that water? Because my house kind of sits down a little bit, and if water was to come off that hill, if it's not done correctly with erosion control, that water could come straight into my house. But I feel that we will be directly affected by traffic coming in and out. And you may not think that's a lot, but if you can allow up to 8 people in each duplex, and there's four cars, that's 8 cars in the duplex in front of my house, if at full capacity. And that will directly affect our peace and quiet. We have dogs, and we have a gate. They're going to disrupt them all the time, people coming in and out of there. It's just too close. I mean, it's right on top of us. So I would like you to deny that, because it is not compatible for the neighborhood.
Okay. Other questions? Scott, can you zoom in a little bit? I just want to see a little clearer.
I can go to this one. That should be clearer.
I was trying to say, is that cars on the road? I can't tell. Park, like they parked on it?
Parked on the road.
There you go. That's what I wanted to say.
Are those your vehicles parked on the road?
Again, this has been 2015 photographs. They're from our LIDAR. We'll have new ones later.
And do you have photos of ground level shots?
Does the original application have their parking plan to show that number of vehicles in the driveways?
I think I gave you the original plan, but we require a parking plan, and it was a 2-car garage, so 2 in the garage and 2 in front of the garage.
Well, here it is. And you receive this.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's your...
This is the Cross Creek Center up on the left. This is the green area.
Where it gets darker green, that's where it starts going up the hill. That's one on the corner.
Yeah, and this is pretty much right on the corner.
Okay.
Scott can pull up the bullet view looking down on it. I've got a 2006.